No, it's good. It's working. No?
It's okay. All right, so I wanted to talk about a little bit the first Tosus in the fifth Perek, who asks a universal question, and there's some very Yesodistic Inyanim here that need to be clarified. So Tosus asks the Kasha, says, how do we ever have a Shibur on the Ksuba? You have a chosin, you know, I mean, especially Bezman HaZeh. You have a chosin, he doesn't have a penny to his name. He decides he wants to get married. Why? Because, I don't know why. It's time, whatever. So he has, let's say he's sitting and learning in yeshiva, getting paid $0 a year. Or he's sitting and learning in law school or medical school or any other professional institution, or he's still an undergrad, saying so. So he's not only not getting paid, he's going to be financially in debt by the time all is said and done. So here he is promising Manah Masayim and with the Tosefis, with everything. Okay, so he wants me to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. I'll buy the Brooklyn Bridge also. Saying, how is it possible that this Shibud can be taken seriously? Right? I don't know if you guys spoke about this at all in Shir or Stam, but there's a bit, historically, the Ksuva evolved differently when it came to you can find this history in the Kahat, the introduction to the Masechta. It talks about the evolution of the Shibud Nechasim of the Ksuva. Originally, the Minig Olam was that the way you were meshabed yourself in the Ksuva was that you can you take Mana Masayim and you'd set it aside in a what we would call today in an escrow account. You put it in a separate bank account that you had no access to, and you would, you know, you would hold that Manah Masayim with the Tosefis, with everything, in escrow for the duration of the marriage, you know, up until a time when either you would die or you'd be Megarish your wife, and if she would die first, obviously you would collect the Ksuba back, you'd collect the money back, and that's what they would do. The problem was they found that this wasn't really convincing anyone not to divorce his wife. The whole idea of the Ksuva, if you assume Ksuva is the Rabbanan, is Shelote Kal Be'enav Lahotzia. But Lamaisa, what was the cheshbon the guy was making? If I divorce my wife, then I'll lose 200 zuz, which Lamaisa I have no access to anyway. Meaning, it's you lost money to begin with for the guy. What difference does it make to him if he has a hypothetical 200 zuz sitting in a bank account somewhere doing nothing for him? Or he doesn't have it. So self, he's not really, there's not really that much for him to lose if he divorces his wife. And therefore, they realized it's a shtiko maho ilu chachamim b'takanasam. Right? It was really a case where the takana was not getting very much mileage. And therefore, they decided to do it a different way. And they said that the it's going to take the form of a shibud nechasim. As we'll see in the Tosas, takes the form of a shibud aguf, which in turn causes shibud nechasim, right? And that's why we write in the Ksuva Bezman HaZeh, Minoy v'afilu min glimed al kaspoy, right? You could take you can collect the Ksuva from anything, whether it's my own self, whether it's the shirt off my back. The guy agrees to be mishabed his entire fortune to the Ksuva. So now comes along Tosfos Kasha, what kind of shibud is that? He's meshabed every single thing, the shirt off his back. That's kilu all he has. All he has is the shirt off his back. He doesn't have anything. So he's meshabed all of his karkos that he doesn't have, and all of his nechasim that he doesn't have, and all of the different items that he doesn't have a penny to his name, yet he's promising it all. So what kind of shibud is that? So this is Tosus' kasha. So Tosus has an interesting way of asking it. If you want to look inside, he makes an important point here. He says, Tema the achshav nagu shekosev chasan lekala mea litrin afal pi she'ein lo shava pruta. Promise her mea litrin even though he doesn't have a penny to his name. Dibishlama kishe yeshlo hu. If he has something, mishabi nechasev lezeh hachol. So let him take the nechasim that he has and be mishabi them to this chol. V'hoel v'nischayev. So now that he has the chol upon himself, afilu nev du elu anachasim v'kona acherim heim mishtabdim afal pi she'ein adam. I'll stop there for a second. So those nechasim could be meshubed to the chov. If he has, let's say, a piece of land in the five towns, and then later on in life he sells that piece of land and he buys a different piece of land, so that new piece of land that he bought is going to be meshubed to the chov. So Memela Tosa says, as long as he once had karkos at the time of the shibud, that's good enough. But in most cases, the guy has literally nothing. And he says, "Afa pishe in other makne davar shelo baliyolam, mikol makam other mishabe davar shelo baliyolam." Right? Kaven de kosa vid osid ana lemikne. Says because if he writes in the lashon of the ksuva that which in the future I am going to gain, that which in the future I'm going to be kone, that's good enough to be mishabe his nechasim. You can make a shibud on a davar shelo baliyolam, even though you can't make be kone a makne davar shelo baliyolam. Okay, so the Tosfos, and he goes on a little bit. And he quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He says, the re-est is kasha to Rabbeinu Eliyahu.
Was that Tarsus?
No. What he's saying is, part of the kasha, he's saying that if you have nechasim now, so okay. So if you have nechasim now, we'll say that Adam Meshabe Dover Shalob Eliyahu. Meaning, the nechasim that I have now are currently meshubed to the ksuva. I am going to lose those in a business deal, but I'm going to get back on my feet later. And then I'm going to get different nechassim, and then I'm going to divorce my wife or whatever, or I'm going to die. So the original shibud was on nechassim that are now long gone, and I have new nechassim. So we say, nevertheless, you could be meshabe to davar shelo baliyolam, and therefore the shibud is chal on those new nechassim because I wrote in the ksuva at the time that I was meshabe the old nechassim uda osid ana levmikne. That which I'm going to be kona in the future is also meshubet to this chov. So that's Tosfos's kasha, saying so how could you create the shibud if you have nothing? So he quotes that the re asks this kasha to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu answers dematzinon ke'inyan zeh. He quotes a raya from the Gemara in Bav Metzia, beperek asoch sapolim detanya masne shomerchinam lios keshoa. Right, and he says if you made a kinyan, b'shekana miyado, a shomerchinam has the right to make himself have the dinim of a shoah. Meaning, I'm allowed to tell you, I'm going to give you this to watch, but we're going to make a tnai that you're going to be chayiv in everything, even onsim. So, in other words, you're a shomer chinam. You're not allowed to use it. You're not borrowing it. You're being asked to watch it. But nevertheless, you can make a tnai if you make a kinyan on the tnai. So you're allowed to be masna if the shomer chinam has the dinim of a shoah. So mashma b'chol inyan afal pishein makne lo shum nechasim elo shemeshabed gufo lezeh hachov meyata. Right? What's he doing? I'm making a deal that I'm mechayev myself to pay in case this thing gets destroyed. But I don't have anything to back that up. I don't have any nechasim to back up that shibud. Nevertheless, when I get nechasim, I'm going to pay. So what was I meshabed? I was meshabed my guf. Right, ulchsheyu lo nechasim chal shibudo meyata, ve'ein ze kinyan dvarim ba'alma de kinyan dvarim lo have el kishehu. And then he quotes a case of what's really considered kinyan dvarim. Fine, I won't get into that. But he says basically, avol mashem mishabed gufo leschayev ledavar ze mishtabed ve'ein ze kinyan dvarim ba'alma. If you make a shibud on your own guf, that's a legitimate shibud, and that's not called a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. That's the teretz of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So again, teretz number one, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, is he does have something to be meshabit. He's meshabit himself. He can make a shibud haguf on himself, and that carries over to any nechasim that he is osid lemikne. That's the first teretz in Tosfos. Yeah.
I'm not understanding. What do you mean laguf? Like anything that he makes now just goes to that person.
I'm putting the shibud literally on myself. I'm ki'ilu making myself a slave to this chov. And my individual, myself, is meshubet to this chov, and therefore, I don't want to say not everyone agrees to this lamdus, but the pashup shad I think in Tosfos is that the kinyan the shibud that's on the guf is novea onto any nechasim that I'm kona in the future. This gets into a major issue that I'm not going to touch on. This gets into a major issue about how does shibud nechasim work in general. So. Pashtus, if you're learning Tosfos, Pashtus is the way everyone has the discussion of Shibud Nechasim. They talk about how you know, what happens to the nechassim. But the pashas from this Tosfos is that you put a shibud on your own self. Let's say I borrow $1 million. So my guf, myself, has a lien on it. Right? What's the lien? The lien is on me. I owe you $1 million. I'm a slave to you to the tune of $1 million. Right? I don't have it. So memela, once there's a shibud on me, it's noveya onto all of my nechassim. Meaning all of that which I own is achra'i to me to pay you back for the shiba that exists on my goof. Yeah.
How is there a smichus das on her part from the time that
let's hold off on that. That's a very good kasha, and perhaps that's the pshat in the Tosfos. But let's hold off on that for a little bit. But you hear so far he's saying that basically you make a shiba a goof. The second teretz in Tosfos, he quotes it b'shem Yesh Meforshim, but he writes at the end that Rabbeinu Tam agrees to this teretz, and it's known as the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Yesh Meforshim, the cave and the kosev stama sheyiyu kol nechosov achroin lama lo neschayev hare hode sheyesh lo nechosim. He says he was moda in the shtar that he has nechosim. He's a liar. We know he doesn't have nechassim. Hodos baldin kameya edim dami. He says, it's ki'ilu we did a hodos baldin. And even though we have, I guess you could say, an anan sade, we know he has no nechassim. Nevertheless, hodos baldin kameya edim dami. Hodos baldin is believed, even really, that the halach is hodos baldin is yosim kameya edim. And therefore, we believe him rather than our own eyes. So it's interesting that he wants to say that you could be meshabed yourself via hodos baldin, and memela we can collect on that. That's the idea that Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. Okay, this is the teretz according to Tosfos. Just one minor difference in the Rush. If you look in the Rush in the first siman, in the fifth parak, the Rush asks the kasha a little bit differently. Rush asks the kasha a little bit differently. The Rush, if you have this edition, it's on page Chaf Beis, I don't know. Siman Aleph in the fifth part. The Rush doesn't think it would be much of a kasha the way Tosfos asks the kasha. The Rush thinks the real kasha is, I'm going to pick it up, where he quotes the Gemara in Mishemeis. And then he says, the gam im hayu lo nechassim haye yochel l'shabed l'chov ze shechayev l'achar kach avol ze she'in lo nechassim. This guy A has nothing, right? And B, the gam ein m'shabed atzma l'chov ze sheyischayev miyad. He's not mechayev himself to pay something now. Ela l'cheshet tis'al meino tis'garesh. The chov only comes into effect in case he either dies or divorces his wife. Umasnis and dahacha ikalukme but islay. So he says, let's leave that on the side. Aval koshal aminik shalano de nagul the shabbat atzom iksuva gedol afal pishein lo klum. So you see how the Rush adds a little bit to the kasha. It seems that the Rush wouldn't be too concerned with Tosfos' version of the kasha. Tosfos' version of the kasha is, how can you be meshabed yourself if you have nothing? Whereas the Rush is saying, no, it's a double kasha. Number one, you meshabed yourself if you have nothing. And memela, that might work if you were meshabed yourself to a current chov. But how can you say that you're going to be meshabed yourself to a chov that doesn't yet exist? So it's like you're creating a shibud on a davar shelo bo leolam, but it's a double davar shelo bo leolam. Number one, the nechassim that are meshuvah to the chov are dvarim shelo bo leolam. Number two, the chov is a davar shelo bo leolam. So what are we doing here already? Yeah.
Isn't that a big assumption that the chov is not now?
Oh, so obviously you have to say the difference between Tosfos and the Rush is how we look at the chov, right? But that's nevertheless that's definitely the way the Rush learns it, right? So the Rush asks this kasha, and the Rush says, and that's goofa why they have to come on to the Gemara in Bav Metzia and say the case of Masna Shomer Chinam Lios Kishol. Why? Because Shomer Chinam Lios Kishol is exactly the same case. The Shomer Chinam He's not chayiv in anything at the time he takes on the shmira. When is he chayiv? He's chayiv at the time when the onus takes place. So if he was a shomer chinam and an onus takes place, so he's pater. Then there never was a chov that was generated. Right? But if he's a shomer chinam, if he's dino kishoel, and then an onus takes place, the chiyuv is generated right then and there at the time of the onus. So he says, memela, what are we learning from there? What do we learn from that gemara? That a shibud haguf can even affect a person when the chov is a davar shelo baliolam. You could be meshabed your guf on a chov which is shelo baliolam, in addition to the fact that you have no nechasim biolam. That's gufa why the gemara has to come onto the teretz in the case of asochis apol. So that's the Rosh's teretz. And then he mentions Rabbi Natam's teretz. He's like, ah, come on. He's like, you can't tell me that that there's going to be a hodos baldin when we know for a fact the guy's lying. Is that far? We're not willing to go. Yeah.
What's the problem with the chov shel baliolam? Like, why is that? Like, why is the problem with that?
Well, again, there's a concept of ein adam makne davar shel baliolam, right?
Right.
So I'm going to sell you something. I'm going to sell you the peiros hadekel, right? I have a nice tree here, and I'm going to sell you the peiros of the tree. It's mamish. It's not even. It's just tu b'shvat, right? So you can't even see the buds kimat on the tree. Right, they're just starting to form. But I'm going to sell you all the dates you can eat. So there's no dates. So that's what we call in adamak and davar shelo baliolam. Right? So that's one level already. So memela, let's say you want to say that I could be in some way or shape or form makna davar shelo baliolam. Again, here we're talking about meshabed, it's a little different, but I'm just trying to give an example. Now you're going to tell me that if the Saints win the Super Bowl, so then I'll give you all the dates. So in other words, I'm going to be meshabed the non-existent dates totally in something that might never even happen. So I'm making a shibud right now. And the shibud right now is about something that'll happen in a week for something else that might happen in 6 months.
Okay.
So he's saying it makes the situation even worse. So that's how, in other words, the fact that the chov never doesn't even necessarily ever come to fruition makes it even worse. That's the idea. I don't know. The Saints going to win? I don't know. Okay, so I'm clearly betting on the Saints. Anyway, so Lamaisa, that's the way the Rush wants to learn. The Kasha and the Rush throws out Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. He's not such a big fan of it. Okay, so just in terms of what is the chilik, it's a very poshut chilik. You could do this about 4 or 5 different ways. What is the chilik between the two terutzim and tosus? So number one, you could say like the Rush, right? You could say like the Rush. Who says Ravina Tam is right? Who says Ravina Tam is right that you can do a hodos baldin and that's going to be mechayiv you when everyone knows for a fact you're lying? So that's problem number one with the second teretz. So the first teretz holds you can't do a hodos baldin to be meshabed yourself for something everybody knows isn't true. And the second teretz is Ravina Tam, he holds you could do it. So maybe that's the pshat. Right, that's a simple chilik. And on the flip side, Rabbi Natam could just say the same exact thing. Who says I hold of your chiddush? Who says that I hold that you could that you could be meshabed your guf for a davar shelo baliolam more so than your nechasim? Who says that? That's true. So in Eli, you have a very poshut chilik. But along the lines of this chilik, you could also say something a little bit better, I think. Ari, this is what you were saying before, I think. That when does the shibud take place on any of this? Meaning, according to the kasha of Tosfos was how could you be meshabed yourself when you have nothing to be meshabed? You meshabed all your nechassim, but your nechassim are dvarm sheinam ba'olam, right? So memela, he says you can be meshabed your good for the future. So what are you really doing when you're meshabed your good for the future? So are you doing what Tosfos seems to say, or are you doing what the Rush seems to say? Meaning, when I'm a shabid myself to the ksuva, so am I creating a shibud lu yitzur that I get divorced? Or am I creating a shibud that's chal right now? Right now I have a shibud aguf that requires me to pay under certain circumstances. We don't necessarily view that the way the Rush wants to view it, as that there's a possibility that shibud will never come to effect. I mean, a simple mashal, which is not the same case, but a simple mashal would be a kedushin al tanai or a geirushin al tanai. If I'm makadish anisha al tanai, that it rains tomorrow, right? So when is the kedushin chal makadish? So if I'm makadisher mikana lahaba, so then the kedushin is going to be chal mikana lahaba. If I'm makadisher lamafreya, so that's going to be chal lamafreya. But sof kol sof, I think everyone could agree that I took all the responsibilities of the kedushin upon myself at the time of the Nesinah's kedushin. The maisa kedushin was done now, and all of the, even if the chalos kedushin is postponed, sof kol sof, it's all going to be mitzdarif back to my original maisa. The chiddush of the tanai is that I can have a postponed chalos. But maisa, everyone agrees that everything is really happening now, just the chalos might be postponed till later. But that doesn't mean that there's no shibud on me now. So Tosfos might say to the Rosh, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That there's no shibud that's chal on him till he gets divorced, until he dies? That's not true. So he's saying there's a shibud aguf that's chal on the person right this minute. He doesn't have to pay it under all circumstances. He might not have to pay it until after he gets divorced or after he dies. But of course there's a shibud that's chal on him right away. There's no question about that. Yeah?
Didn't the Rush say in the end that, like, you are going to be chayiv even now? I mean, I don't know. I'm saying
even in the kasha. Even in the kasha.
The Rush's kasha
was that it has to be a double kasha. It can't be just a single kasha. Of course, you can be mishabed your nechasim, you know, for a chol. Let's say I want to borrow $1,000 from you, or I want to, that's a bad example. Let's say I write a shtar and I say, I'm going to pay you $1,000. Done. I'm going to pay you $1,000 at the end of the week. Done. There's a shibud on my nechasim for $1,000. I don't have $1,000 on me. Who cares? Of course you can mishabed that. So the Rush would say, the only shaila is, can I write a shtar which says I'm going to be mishabed my non-existent nechasim for a chov that may or may not take place in 2 months? Then the Rush says, now you got yourself a kasha. So who says? The fact that the chov may or may not take place doesn't change the fact that I'm on the hook for it right now. There's a shibud that's chal on me right now, or in the Havamina, on my nechasim right now, and memela, I may not have to pay it out, but that doesn't prove that one case is a better kasha than the other case. They're both the same type of shibud. What about his raya? He seems to have a very good raya that they bring in the case of Asochas Apollo Masna Shomachinim Lioske Shoah. I don't know so that's necessarily such a good raya. Well, this part is a little iffy, but I think you could definitely argue it in some Rishon. Yeah?
Just clarification. When we say he's Mishavi his goof, does that mean that if, let's say, he had no nechasim at the time they got divorced, that he has to be your slave?
No, but he has to work to pay it off, meaning everything that he makes via his goof is going to be Meshubit to her. Every penny that he brings in. From here on in, first has to go over there. Yeah?
I mean, I don't know if I'm being too literal with the Shibud HaGuf, but if he dies, does the Shibud HaGuf now get transferred to, you know, his Yerushim?
I don't think so, no. Dies with him. Dies with him.
So this case only applies when they get divorced?
Right. Assuming, well, or if he has Nechasim at the time that he dies. I mean, he didn't have those nechasim at the time that he was meshabed himself, but since he had a shibud aguf on himself, memela, the nechasim that he's kona afterwards are meshubed to the ksuba.
Okay.
So anyway, the case of Dalet Shomrim, I don't think it's such a big kasha. I don't think it's such a kasha against Tosfos, because one could argue that there is a legitimate shibud that's chal on the guy when he's masne to be like a shoal. Meaning, what's the yisod of Shomer Chinam versus Shoal versus Shomer Sachar, etc.? It's not necessarily that one is chayiv to pay a chov in more cases than the other. There is a consideration of a shmirim al yisa here, that when I am a Shomer Chinam, I just have to be natar kidinatre in shei. I just have to watch it the same way the average person would watch it. So therefore, I'm chayiv if I'm posheya, because then I wasn't not a kidinatri inshe. But if it is a Geneva Vaveda case, or there's an onus, so then I wasn't, it's not the reason that I'm potter because I was never took upon myself, achrayis to pay. It's because I taka did the proper amount of shmirah. It's not that I never agreed to pay in that case, and that's why, that I didn't take upon myself a shibud aguf or a shibud nechassim. No, the shibud aguf that I didn't take upon myself was a shibud of my shmirah. I didn't agree to do such a great shmirah. I agreed to do an average shmirah. So mamela, if something happens that would have required my doing a better shmirah, I'm not on the hook for that. That's how Tosus is looking at it. So Tosus is saying, you are being mishabed your guf right here and right now, just as in the case of the ksuva, you're being mishabed your guf right here, right now, and just like in the case of the ksuva, where the chov is upon your guf this minute, not a chov that will come later. The chov is here now. Might I never have to pay it? I might never have to pay it. But lamaisa, the chov is here right now. So too, by the case of Dalet Shomrim, I was makabel something extra upon myself right now. An extra chi of shmirah. If I'm a shoel, we say, kol v'kol ha'anasa shalow, kol anasa shalow, so memela, he has to do the world's greatest shmirah. So therefore, I was makabel something upon myself that was chal right here, right now. Whereas the Rush perhaps looks at it a little bit differently. The Rush is looking at it as, no, the Iker Koveya of what type of Shomer you are is not what type of Shmira you have to do. Mainly you have to do a better Shmira, but it's because you have a greater Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Chiyuv Tashlumin is what necessitates the greater Shmira, not the other way around. And therefore, the Chiyuv Tashlumin only exists in a case where an Onis or a Pshia or etc. ever takes place. And thus, the case of Masna Shomachi and Leos Kishol is an excellent example to my case where the chi of tashlumin doesn't even come into the world until such a time as the right circumstances are met. But mamela, at the time of the Kabbalist Kenyan, there is no chi of whatsoever. Yeah.
So just in Tosfos, so in our case of Ksuva, when we're saying the chov is now, when he accepts that shiva, we said like the parallel cases about the shomer, you accept yourself on yourself an extra shmirah. When he accepts one of those chov of the ksuba, what is coming with that? What's the parallel? That when he does shibud, we're saying that the chov starts right now because
the chov starts right now.
What else comes with that? Because we said the parallel of that by the shomer case is that right now you have to do an extra shibud. So what does he have to do right now by the case of ksuba?
No, so he doesn't have to do anything right now, but he's accepting upon himself the chiv to actually pay it. Memela, that might not come to fruition ever.
But we give the parallel by the...
No, I understand what you're saying, but that part's the easy part, because Tosus is clearly saying that. The kasha is the rush.
No, I'm asking what, I mean, okay. I guess
no, I hear what you're saying. So what I'm saying is Tosus is clearly learning that when you take a responsibility upon yourself that you might have to pay under certain cases, mainly you took that chiyuv upon yourself. I don't know, you could, if you want to touch it up a little bit, maybe you could say, he took upon the chiyuv, shelo yehi kal beinav lahotzia, that he's going to honor her in all the ways that the ksuva is mechayev him to honor her. And mainly, if he doesn't do so, then he's going to divorce her and pay her the ksuva. Right? Now, something along those lines. But the point is that Tosus taking that part is davar pashut. The raya against Tosus is from the case of Dalet Shomrim, where the rush is saying, yeah, nothing happens now. I'm doing the exact same thing that I always would have done had I not been Masna Lios Keshoel, and Memela, only once there becomes a Chiyav Tashlumin do I have to then pay out. So I'm saying that's not necessarily a Raya, because he is changing something right here, right now. So maybe Tosus is not focused in on that particular aspect that he might not have to pay. That's not the parallel. The parallel is simply that you can make a Shibud Aguf, which is something that affects you right here, right now. Granted, you might not ever have to make a payout, but it's clearly a parallel case in that respect. Yeah.
I said the question on the Kedushin case. I'm not sure if we're trying to bring why would it ever be that just the mices itself would like?
All right, so leave that aside. I said it wasn't a good mushel, but I was just trying to make it more understandable.
I understand.
Yeah. All right, so the mices, there's what to talk about in terms of that, but not now. Right. It's a little too much. Yeah. So just in terms of that, that's I think the pashup shot in the machlokis between Tosus and the Rush. I just want to touch on a major point that comes up. That's one major issue in terms of what the nature of the shibud aguf is. Just one more thing. I'll wind up probably continuing it tomorrow, but Tosfos takes it as a davar poshet, as does the Rosh, that if he has nechasim now, then memela, it's quite all right that he isn't going to be mishabed gufa these nechasim to the chol, because you can be mishabed davar shelo baliyol, right? But as long as he has nechasim now, but if he has no nechasim now, then he can't be mishabed davar shelo baliyol. I don't see what's compelling about that svar. Meaning Tulsa saying that you can be mishabed davar shelo baliyol. So finished, you just answered your own question. Okay, just like you can't be mishabed, just like you can be mishabed davar shelo baliyol when you have nechasim X, which probably are going to be lost or sold between now and the case where the ksuv is paid out anyway. But since you have nechasim X, you could then go ahead and be mishabed nechasim Y, which are lo bali olam. Mehechatesi to say there's a better svara to say that you can mishabed nechasim Y because now you have nechasim X versus you can mishabed nechasim Y because now you have nothing. Yeah.
You can say that the reason that you're not allowed to mishabed nechasim lo olam is because we assume you're not going to get anything.
What do you mean?
You're not allowed to make a shibud if we don't assume that you're ever going to actually get nechasim. If you already had nechasim, we would allow you to make a shibud on davar shelo olam because we think that you're now. Since
oh, very good, very good. So that was the first pshat I wanted to say also, that this is going according to. You have to ask yourself the following question: what's the compelling svara behind the din of ein adam makna davar shelo baliyolam? We always take this din for granted, right? You have big machlokes tanoim whether or not you can be makna davar shelo baliyolam. But what's the svara behind ain't other makna davar shelo baliyolam? So it's discussed. You know, there's a few svaras out there. I think the two standard svaras. One is the svara of the Nemuke Yosef. One is the svara of the Levush. The Nemuke Yosef has a very poshut svara, like Ari is saying, that it's based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Vav Amid Beis, but it's in the Dape Arif on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. He says basically, "Ein adam makna davar shelo baliyolam," because number one thing you need in a kinyan is smichas das. If I tell you that I'm going to sell you something, and you know, and I'm going to be makna to you, and then we make a kinyan, sof kol sof, you never really had full das to be kona that, and I never really had full das to be makna it, because how seriously are we taking this? You know, it's like, you know, they talk about, you know, you're on your way to, you think you're going to win something, so they always talk and figure a speech, like he's spending the money in his mind right now. You know, like you buy a lottery ticket, and as you're walking away from the store with the lottery ticket, you're thinking of all the things you're going to buy. You know, so what's so much fun about that? The fun about it is that you have the right to fantasize for anything you want, but you don't take yourself seriously. You know, what is it, 1 in 50 million, 100 million more chance that you're going to win? So you could buy anything you want when you're not taking it seriously. So yeah, I'm going to make very lax business dealings when it's a davar shelo baliyolam, because sof kol sof, I don't have it. And therefore, it's possible that there's not going to be a smichas das when the guy tries to be makna davar shelo baliyolam. So if you say that, then it's all tully in smichas das, so it's very pasha, like Ari was saying. That if the guy has nechasim already, so he could say to the woman, listen, I'm going to be mishabed these nechasim. These nechasim are ba'olam, right? So she's going to take him seriously that he really has what to offer. And she is going to have full das to be consent to the shibud. And he has full das to consent to the shibud because he sees he already has nechasim. And so chances are, even if in 20 years I don't have these nechasim, Pashtus says I'll have other nechasim. But for the guy who's starting off with nothing and says, don't worry, I'm going to be rich. Well, you're going to be rich. you're standing here on the unemployment line telling me how rich you're going to be. So I'm saying, it's not such an exciting svara all of a sudden to say how rich he's going to be when he doesn't have any nechasim. Yeah.
In the case with nechasim, we don't say that the fact that he's not being rich, these nechasim, that's not considered, you know, well, that's not considered low makna, that's low about.
No, so we have a rule that adam mishabe davar shelo baliyolam. You can be mishabed yourself for davar shelo baliyolam. Meaning, I could say to you, listen, I'm going to sell you all of the dates that are going to grow on this tree. Right? So if I sell you all the dates that are going to grow on the street, that's not a good kenyan, because I can't sell you something that's not there. But I can be meshabit to you. I can write in a contract, listen, when this tree grows dates, they're yours. And that can be binding. Why? Because it's totally shayach that this shibud will come to fruition. To be meshabit myself on a davar shelo bali olam, that's something where there is a smichas das. To be makne, that's not such a big smichas das. You know, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. So... I could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You, but we both know I don't own the Brooklyn Bridge currently, right? So nobody's going to take that kinyan seriously. It's a kinyan on a davar shelo bali olam. Maybe tomorrow I'll buy the Brooklyn Bridge. Maybe not. You know? Yeah.
I don't think the deep piece was docile, but like, why shouldn't the sale work there? If you plant the trees, so some of the deeds are going to grow, so you should have sneakers dots, you should have sneakers dots by the sale.
But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we say that you can't sell the dates because the dates are in a ba'olam. Maybe there's going to be bad weather this year and they're not going to come out, or maybe whatever. Maybe I'm going to wind up seeing that there are fewer dates than I anticipated, or maybe I'm going to see that they don't taste as good as I hoped they were going to taste. Whatever it is, Lamaisa, there's no real smichas das. No, the Gemara says you could be meshabed in a different way. You could sell the dekel leperosav, right? You could say, I'm going to sell you bilus in the tree, legabe the peros that are going to grow. But not the actual... not the actual tree. So let's I just wanted to finish up this one svara, but all right. So let me finish up the rest tomorrow. I just want to talk a little bit about the svara. That's the svara Nemukei Yosef. There's a major problem with the svara Nemukei Yosef in terms of, so what's the maskan of Tosis? It's not so posh to try to figure out the follow through according to the Teretz, but then to work out the svara of the Levush as well. And then just to go on a little bit to the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam, to the Tirtz of Rabbeinu Tam, about Hadoas Baldin and to bring in the famous Ktsos in Siman Lamed Aleph about what's Pshat Hadoas Baldin. You guys probably did it or will do it when you learn Shavi Anafshi. What? Okay, so Mistama, you'll... did you do that Ktsos?
I don't know if it's that one.
Yeah,
Lama Dal Dal. Yeah, it's a very famous tzos. So he has two parts to the tzos. One is the vast majority of it. He's talking about Hadoas Baldin, and then he uses the same svar. He has a machlokis with the Ma'ari Ben Lev. He throws in about Hadoas Baldin, and then he says in Gufa that's probably the same svara Benogeit to Shavi Anafshe, where he tries to argue that it's not a din in Neder, it's rather a din in Nemonis. All right, we'll talk about it in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, and maybe we could apply that to the machlokis between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam.